Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffner, I'm going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about things to know about car seats and their safety.
Yeah, I still use a car seat for myself. Because I'm afraid in a car.
So you got one of those little...
A big one. They have adult ones.
I got to see that. That looks good, especially in a convertible.
It's like an airline seat. like I'm a fighter jet pilot.
Well, I wanted to talk to you, Lee, today about the minimum, the guidelines that that kids must have. And a lot of parents don't really follow the rules that are out there.
I go to someone else to put my kid in a car seat. When I had this, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do this?
No, it was too hard.
It was too hard. Okay. Well, when it comes to infants, especially from birth to at least 1 year of age, and they have to, and weighing of at least 20 pounds in that range of 20 pounds or less, first of all, they're required to be restrained in a rear-facing convertible seat. Okay, have to be rear-facing, not the forward-facing. Now, toddlers over 1 year of age and weighing 20 to 40 pounds, they need to be moved to a forward-facing convertible seat. Now, with your kids 4 to 8, unless they're at least 4'8", or they weigh more than 40 pounds, they need a seatbelt positioning booster seat in a forward-facing position. So they need that little booster thing, plus they got to be facing the forward way as well. Now, your child can sit without a booster seat with the shoulder and the lap belt only. When the lap belt lays across the upper thighs and the shoulder, and the belt fits across their chest, when they're about 8 and plus they're at least 4'9". So anything below that, they got to go back to the booster. And here's the problem. You know, you get a lot of kids at that age, Lee, that are like, do I have to wear this? Like, they don't like the experience.
Or then they cheat it. Like, they're, like, putting it on incorrectly.
Right. They don't really fit in it. You know, they're not really there. Now, also, when it comes to your kids as they get a little bit older, I'm running into this problem as well. My kid always wants to sit in the front seat now.
Right.
So ages 12 and younger should ride in the back seat at all times. That should be a hard, fast rule. There's nothing good that's happening in the front seat.
Yeah, there is. That's where the radio,
the remotes are. Yeah. Right. And make sure if you have remotes in the back seat, make sure you can shut them
override
off.
Override it from the front.
There's got to be a cutoff switch.
That's car safety for the adult.
Absolutely.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.